Hi, how's it going? Sorry for hanging up on you.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. Again, this is Carolina. Again, this is Menifee, spelled M-E-N-I-S-E.
M-E-N-I-S-E-E, yeah.
Perfect. And do you still live at this address?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now, how old were you when you were diagnosed in 2021?
Like 29.
Okay. And do you have your birth certificate?
I don't.
Okay, no worries. How many years were you spraying the Roundup?
7.
7 years. And how often were you spraying it during those years? Was it a couple times a month?
At least twice a month, yeah.
Okay. Twice a month. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. Again, it is a little redundant, but I need a yes or no, Maddie. Did you spray the Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And are you a citizen of the U.S.?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Have you received any diagnosis of HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C?
No, I have not.
Okay. How about any organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, lupus, arthritis,
no.
Diabetes? Okay.
No. Hold on a sec. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Maddie, how was your first name spelled?
M-A-T-T-I-L-I-E.
M-A-T-T-I... And then what was that?
L-I-E.
Okay. M-A, and then that was T as in Tom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. M-A-T-T-I-L-I-E.
I-E, yeah.
Okay. And did you have a middle name?
Yeah, Christine with a K. K-R-I-S-T-I-N.
Okay. And your last name, was that W-I-L-S-O-N?
S-O-N, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Perfect. And your marital status?
I'm single.
Okay. And what was your date of birth?
5/8/1993.
Okay, again, that was 5/8/1993. And your social?
625-11-5004.
Okay, again, I got 625-11-5004.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And how did you first learn the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? Was this online, maybe something on social media?
Just from my doctor and then also from, the internet and all that.
Okay. And when did you make that connection? Was that recently?
It was around the same time of my treatment.
Okay. No worries. And do you know your height?
5'7".
Okay. 5'7". What about your current weight?
I'm going to say 120, 125.
Okay. No worries. About 125. Okay, and did you have an email address?
Yeah, it's C-A-L-A-M-I-T-Y, M-A-T-T-I-L-I-E, @gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. Again, that was C-A-L-A-M-I-T-Y, and then your first name @gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And the best number to reach you is the 714-240-6651?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. And again, it is a little redundant, but did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, great. And when did you start using it?
I want to say, let me think for a second. Maybe May of 2014.
Okay. Around May of 2014. And the very last time that you sprayed it, when was this?
Well, I started doing treatment in October when I got diagnosed, so I stopped kind of using it around then because I was in the hospital and stuff. But then, like, I was kind of just not feeling well during all the chemo and stuff. So I ended up not using it just because I wasn't really going and doing, you know, yard work and stuff. And then by the time I was ready to do that again, I kind of, I found out about, you know, the connection. So I was like, well, you know, so around October of, you know, 2021.
Yeah, of course. Okay, and then when you did spray it during those years, was it like with the hand sprayer that it usually comes with?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear? Any gloves, glasses, anything like that?
Not really, because, like, I didn't really think I needed it that bad.
Yeah.
I figured I'd just wash my hands off, you know?
Mm-hmm. And again, you said you used it, like, around the garden at home?
In the lawn.
Okay. And did you only use it in the state of California?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
So the only place where I live.
Okay. I see. Okay. Now, it does ask approximately how many exposures to Roundup you've had in your lifetime. Now, I did just crunch the numbers here. It looks like if you used it about twice a month for 7 years, it looks like 168 total uses. Does that sound about right to you, including all those touch-ups?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to round that up to just 170, so it's even. Okay, now have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
Not that I know of.
Okay, that's good to hear. And the Roundup that you used, was it the concentrated that you have to add water to, or did it come pre-mixed?
It's concentrated.
Okay. And where was this bought?
Home Depot in Paris, near where I live.
Okay. Do you have any receipts?
No. I didn't really keep any of that. I didn't think I needed to.
Right. No worries. And do you still have any Roundup in your possession?
Oh, no.
Okay. That's good to hear. Okay. And have you ever smoked at all?
No.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
I'm self-employed.
Okay. Self-employed. And what would the job title be?
Oh, shit, hold on. Oh, sorry. No worries. Something flew away. Oh, my God, one second. Great. I do general services, you know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, and now have you lost any time away from work because of any surgeries, treatments, anything related to the diagnosis?
Well, obviously.
Okay. And how long was it that you were unable to work?
During the treatment time, which is 3 months.
Okay. And this was in 2021 or
2022? 2021. To the end of 2021. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And do you have any military background?
No, I don't.
Okay. Have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits, filed disability, workers' compensation claims, or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind sharing briefly what that was?
Grand theft is back, way back when.
Yeah, no worries. What year was this, by the way?
2017, I want to say.
Okay.
Or 2018.
Mm-hmm. Around 2018. Okay, now do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
It's Jack Jacob. I might need to spell that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack is common spelling.
Okay.
And then it's S-A-K-H-Y as the middle name. And then Jacob is J-A-C-O-U-B.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. I found one that's based in Fountain Valley, California. Does that sound like the one?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And what was the hospital where you were diagnosed?
Hold on, let me think. I say it's like Orange Coast, something like that, Medical Center, I want to say.
Okay, let me see here.
Orange Coast Medical Center, yeah.
Okay, I see a Memorial Care Orange Coast Medical Center in Fountain Valley. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay, and how else has the diagnosis impacted your life? Do you have any current side effects, anything that remains?
I mean, I was really depressed for a while, you know, and all that. Just really scary time in my life at the time. But right now, no side effects.
Okay, and, you know, if you don't mind sharing, that's completely fine. But besides the depression, was there any other mental tools, any stress, anxiety?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And again, I am sorry to hear this.
Yeah, no, you know, just really, just of course, anxiety, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just really stressful time, you know?
Yeah, of course. And do you have the medical records for all your treatment and diagnosis?
Well, I can get them, but I don't have them on me.
Okay, no worries. So the hospital would have them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, and remind me, what type of treatment did you receive? There was the chemotherapy, was there radiation?
Yeah.
Okay, how about any...
That's about it.
Okay, no surgeries or transplants?
No, definitely not.
Okay, and the treatment that started, was this end of October, beginning of November?
Yeah, end of October.
Okay. And that was 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this address from earlier, the 29697 Williamette Way, is this your current address?
Yeah.
Okay. Just one second. Again, there's no apartment number or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Great. So we do require an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period, just to prevent disruptions in your case. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Mm-hmm. My mother.
Okay. What was your mother's name?
Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N. And that's, and she, her phone number is 760-456-7837.
Okay, perfect. Okay, cool. So what I am going to do now is I'm just going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yeah.
Perfect. So this DocuSign is just giving the attorneys permission to go ahead and pull those medical records and get started on the case. Okay?
Okay.
Would you want this to your email, to your text messages, both?
Both is fine.
Okay. Now, I do just want to verify some of the information on here, just to make sure we have it correct. I have your first name spelled M-A-T-T-I-L-I-E, middle name Christine, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, last name Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Okay.
Yes.
Now, I have the street address is 29697 Williamette Way in Menifee, California. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I have your date of birth as May 8th, 1993, and your social as 625115004.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. I did just send that. Let me know when that comes through, okay?
Okay, just give me 1 minute. I think I just got that message.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then you're just going to go ahead and, I like to say, just follow the yellow brick road. Anywhere where it's yellow, it's going to have you sign super quickly. If you do have any problems, just let me know. I'll stay on the line, okay?
Okay. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hey, my phone is about to die. Is there any way you could possibly call me back in, like, I don't know, an hour?
Yeah, sounds good. If I don't receive that DocuSign from you, then I'll make sure to give you a call back. But besides that, we should be good to go. I'll just send you a text message with more information, okay?
All right, thank you.
Of course.